This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Joe Biden wants to spend $6 trillion with a T. It's unbelievable. The biggest expansion of government in our history. Biggest social welfare experiment. Unbelievable. Here to discuss with us, very happy to welcome back to the show, the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. Hey, Gov, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What, you're being a little coy with me. What's going on?
Look, you know, you hit it on the head on the lead in here. I mean, you know, this guy, President Biden, wants to spend multiple times more what FDR spent with no depression and no world war. You know, I said on ABC the other night that speech sounded like what a 15-year-old would say if you gave him a credit card with no limit.
It's a great line, by the
way. Those words are coming out of the mouth of an adult who should know better. I think it's incredibly irresponsible. And I'll tell you, Rich, I think the example that everybody should think about here of all the different things that are in that bill, we can talk about a bunch of things, but he wants to change the unemployment insurance system in this country so that somebody gets 75% of their salary if they quit. If they quit their job.
75% if you quit? I'm going to quit after the show. Why not?
Right.
You know?
Right?
I don't need to wake up at 3 a.m. if I can get 75% of my salary.
Right? And the story is you just have to quit for good cause. Well, good cause in this administration will be if your feelings are hurt. So, you know, I mean, imagine what that's going to cost small businesses in unemployment insurance, taxes all across the board. And imagine what that's going to do to the labor force. Like you said, why should I get up and get out of bed and work hard if we're going to get paid 75% for staying on the couch?
Yeah, and they hurt my feelings every day here, Governors. You can imagine. Every day.
I can only imagine. You're not getting the respect you merit every day.
That
hurts feelings, and that's good cause. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. When people think about a more than doubling of the capital gains tax, well, some people say, well, it's not going to affect me. Well, it will. And the reason it will is because it will tank the stock market. And when it does, what's going to happen is people who have put their retirement money away in an IRA or 401k will see that retirement money begin to disappear. And people who have put money in a 529 plan to help pay for their child's education, they'll see that money disappear. That's not going to affect wealthy people. That's going to affect middle-class taxpayers who have worked hard to save, and their savings are going to be gone.
And what about the corporate tax rate, too? Because everybody goes, oh, you know, these corporations have to pay their fair share. They're talking about an increase, I believe, from 21% where it is now to as high as 28%.
Well, look, what you're going to see then is they're not going to be hiring as many people.
Yeah.
They're not going to be investing in as much. And they're going to do exactly what happened when this was done the last time. They're going to move offshore. And we're going to have money offshore not being invested in the United States. We saw hundreds of billions of dollars moved back to the United States after the tax rate was lowered. And it's no coincidence that in the last administration, we had the lowest African-American unemployment in recent memory, the lowest Latino unemployment in recent memory. And these things all affect, you know, Joe Biden wants to say it doesn't affect people who aren't rich. It sure does.
Yeah.
Because those people, and what they want is for those people to become more and more dependent on government so that their only alternative is to vote for Democrats. That's what the master plan is here from Pelosi and Schumer, and Joe Biden has now become, the executor of that strategy.
I mean, it's amazing to me because he pretended he was this great moderate. He wanted to be this big moderate. He talks about bipartisanship. He gets in there and he's governing as the most progressive liberal, socialist since FDR. You're right. I mean, this is, we're talking about now, the biggest expansion of the welfare state we've ever seen since the Great Depression.
Well, Rich, and don't worry about daring to say socialist. It is socialist, because what is going on here is an attempt at wealth redistribution. That's what it is. It's taking wealth away from folks who've earned it and giving it and having the government decide who the winners and losers are. And all I want to say to the American people who are listening out there is, do you really trust the government to dominate the economy and to infiltrate every aspect of your life? You really want the federal government doing that? I have to tell you, I don't. And I don't trust them to do it. And people say, well, the Republicans spent a lot of money when they cut taxes. That's not spending money. That's letting you keep your money so you can spend it. I have to tell you, I think this is insanity. And we've got to be out there calling it socialism, calling the president out for running a campaign of lies and misrepresentations. He said he was going to govern from the middle. He was going to bring people together. And instead, what he's done is to move to the AOC left.
We got to be out there calling it socialism. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie with me as he jumps on the show once a month. I know he's going to bust my chops about the Phillies and the Mets. I'll get there. But first, as always, in agreement with you on this stuff, on the economic stuff. I mean, you're right. It is 100% socialism. It really is. And what also scares me, too, is the federal expansion, this universal pre-K that he's talking about, too. It scares me for a lot of reasons. I mean, the indoctrination that occurs in public schools now, the fact that they still fight school choice, it scares me because it would be a huge cost. It's a huge, giant gift to the teachers union. I got to think your nemesis, Randy Weingarten, was thrilled to hear Biden say, we're going to have universal pre-K and also universal free community college.
Oh, listen. More union members, more union dues, more money for Randy Weingarten. I mean, remember something. You've got teachers union leaders in New Jersey who are the wealthy, according to Joe Biden, given what their salaries are. They make much more than $400,000 a year. And so what we're seeing here is President Biden and his teacher wife, Dr. Jill Biden, who are paying back the teachers union for 40 years of support of Joe Biden. And what I have to ask is, if they care so much about education, why aren't our kids back in school? If they care so much about the kids and the kids' education, why are they continuing this joke, this fantasy of remote learning? Because yeah. Remote learning is not learning at all. And they haven't followed the science. The science say the kids should have been back in the classrooms last September, and they're still not there, and that's because, as usual, the Democrats care more about the comfort of adults than they care about the success of children when it comes to our educational system.
And the media has completely dropped this story. You would think, if you tune into the news, every kid in America is back in a classroom. They're not. But the press has stopped reporting on it because, remember, you know this, I mean, Governor, Biden's goal was by 100 days, every kid's back in the classroom. He failed on that goal. He did not make it happen. They backtracked and they did what the unions wanted. And so what's happened now? We've stopped talking about getting kids back in the classroom. It's amazing to me.
Of course, less than 50% of the kids are back in the classroom nationwide, Rich. 43%. As of last week, if the kids in this country are back in the classroom. And you know why they're delaying it? Because it's going to give them even a longer summer vacation for these teachers. It's going to be a longer summer vacation now, and the summer's going to come, and no one's going to be talking about whether they're going to school or not, and we won't have to deal with this again until September. But mark my words today, not everyone will be back in September.
Oh, really? You don't think so, huh?
No, I don't, because I believe that their gambit over the long haul is to make remote learning an option in as many districts as possible permanently.
I mean, that's going to, you know, there's so many parents right now listening to that going, oh, my God, come on, because it's been so hard. You know this, to for these parents to juggle. They're working from home. The kids being at the kitchen table trying to do school. It's been very difficult on them. And the idea that they'll still have to do this in the fall of 2021 when America's vaccinated and we know kids are safe. But I guess they'll use the excuse of saying, well, kids aren't vaccinated yet. So until that happens, we can't send the kids back to the classroom.
Correct. That's exactly what they're going to say. And forget about difficult. It's impossible as a parent to be able to work the job you're going to need to work and to be able to make sure your children are getting a great education by sitting at home rather than in the classroom. And if these parents who are listening this morning on 1210 WPHT, if they're listening this morning, they need to stand up and start yelling about this, because it's only going to be that kind of response from parents across this nation that are going to get Joe Biden's attention. Listen, in the listening area we're talking to right now, in those four collar counties around Philadelphia, Joe Biden won by 100,000 votes more than Hillary Clinton did in 2016. Donald Trump lost Pennsylvania by 90,000 votes total. That election was lost by Donald Trump in those four collar counties outside Philadelphia. If those parents now feel like they've been duped, they were duped by Joe Biden by lying about the fact that he was going to get those kids back into the classroom within the first 100 days, then they need to stand up and start yelling about it and let the Democrats know they're not going to do that well in 2022 in those four collar counties. And that's the only time we're going to see any change, because that's the only thing that these Democrats respond to.
Yeah, well said. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, my guest. Let me ask you this. I know that you work, you're always trying to get Republicans elected to these places. You were down in Georgia raising money. Are you now working to help get Republicans elected for 2022? Because I got to tell you, Gov, I mean, I think this could be a banner year for Republicans. There's, 36 governors up for re-election. You got the full House, a bunch of Senate seats. What are you doing right now to help Republicans win?
Absolutely. I've already helped by doing fundraisers for three different members of the House, brand new members of the House, to try to make sure that those incumbents have the funds they need in very difficult swing districts to be able to keep their seats. And then we're going to be working hard not only for House members and Senate members, but also for governors and potential governors across the country. Starting with the governor's race, here in New Jersey in 2021. You'll remember, because you were in the middle of it helping make it happen. In 2009, it looked a lot darker than it looks now, because Barack Obama had a 60-seat majority in the United States Senate in 2009, a filibuster-proof majority. People thought the Republican Party was dead for a long time. And it was our win in New Jersey and Bob McDonald's win in Virginia that gave people hope that 2010 could actually be a good year for Republicans, and it turned out to be a great year. So we've got to focus on these early governor's races to set the tone and then work hard in 2022. And I'm going to be helping, every responsible, smart Republican candidate who asks in 2022 for my help to make sure that they have the resources and the message necessary to take back the House and the Senate in 2022.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy. What also makes me happy is my producer just sent me, turns out now the Phillies are number one in the National League East. Number one, Greg, is that right?
Well, yes.
No, just say yes. Just go with it. Just go. Who's number three, Greg?
The New York Mets.
The New York Mets, number three. Governor, would you like to respond to that?
Third place.
Yeah, I would. It's really a laughter that I'd like to respond with, because the Phillies are under 500, one game under 500, as are the Mets. And the only reason the Phillies are ahead of the Mets right now is because the Phillies have played six more games than the Mets, because the Mets had to try to play the Typhoid Marys of the Washington Nationals, who canceled three games on us. And we were playing in the snow in Colorado. But nonetheless, as I understand it, we're going to have some contests coming up starting this evening, Mr. Zioli. So how about we do this? How about we make a little wager on who's going to win the series this weekend? In Philadelphia, beautiful Citizens Bank Park. I love the stadium. It's one of the most beautiful stadiums in America. Who's going to win the series?
All right. What's the bet, Governor? What's the bet?
Well, listen, I'll do whatever you need me to do to help support this program starting on Monday if the Phillies win this series.
All right, if the Phillies win the series, you're coming back on the show on Monday, and you'll admit that we won the series, and you're buying lunch.
Got it.
It's been too long since we've hung out together because of COVID, so you're buying lunch, and that's what happens if the Phillies win. You come back, you grovel on the show on Monday, and you're buying lunch.
Right, and here's what I get if the Mets win the series.
Here we go.
If the Mets win the series, I come on the show on Monday. You admit the Mets won the series, and then on the air, you sing Meet the Mets.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Oh, man. Can I do that? I got to do this.
Yes.
All right. All
yes.
right.
Yes.
All right, Doug.
By the way, I will buy on Monday at the place of your choice, catered lunch for you and the entire Rich Zeoli show staff.
All nice. Right. I like it. I like it very much. You try to win us over with some food. It's nice. I like it. All right. Listen, you, Chris Christie, you got yourself a bet.
Wow.
Done.
Done.
Oh, my God.
Done.
And by the way, I will email you the lyrics for Meet the Mets so that you are prepared and you can practice over the weekend.
I'm going to regret this. Can't I just like endorse you for president or something and make it easier?
No.
All right.
No, Rich, this is much more valuable.
Much more valuable to you. I get it. Yeah. All right. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey. Thanks, Governor. I will speak to you on Monday.
We're talking on Monday, brother. 8 a.m. Monday. I'm ready.
Oh, no.
Come on, Phillies. Don't break my heart. Come on.
Have a great weekend, Rich. I know I will.
Oh, no. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.